Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights everything positive happening at the primary level. This week we're over at Harborview Primary School, getting to know the staff and students of this spirited institution. I'm Vaughn Davis, stay tuned. The staff at Harborview Primary is intent on making sure students are motivated to do their best at all times, and they have been using several strategies to guarantee this success. The first of these is the honor roll system. Grade 5 coordinator Sharon Spence is in charge of the honor roll program.
They're given a test every 6 weeks. And if you earn 80 and over, you're placed on what we call the Blue Award, where you're recognized at devotion and you're given a certificate. And if you scored 90 and over, it's a Gold Award, where you're given a badge. And you wear that badge for the next 6 weeks.
The honor roll system not only encourages students to do well, but their parents are also motivated to provide additional support.
I see where parents are coming in to find out what can they do to get their children on the award. They're coming in to ask about homework. They're coming to ask when is exam time.
Vice Principal and IT teacher Damian Hurst tells us about the ways technology is used to encourage learning.
We try to at least outfit each grade with one working computer. So far we have the school fully networked, so you can stay from in the classroom with a laptop and log on and get online information if needs be. Each grade has television so far, you know, radio, cassette player, CD player, multimedia, DVDs, stuff like that.
Building a strong relationship with the parents is also key. Guidance counselor Cherise Madden talks about some of the strategies the school uses.
We have parent workshops, we have parent seminars. We strongly believe that it's a partnership, you know, parents, teachers, and children. So, you know, if one person is missing, there won't be a balance. So we tend to keep close to families, to parents, you know, in whatever way we can.
The school has other developmental initiatives for students, including Boys Day, Girls Day, Career Day, and the Student Leadership Program. Now let's hear what some of Harborview's student leaders think about their school.
The Harborview Primary School Institution is a very good place for learning. Children here are well-behaved children. They know how to behave, and they're very good at learning. The teachers here are good teachers. They make learning fun and they make your lesson interesting.
We have teachers that will work with you and will stay with you and to help you learn. They will do anything so that they can see you have success. There's a teacher named Mrs. Woodbine. I was in grade 3 getting 70s and 60s, and now I am a 90s average student, and I'd like to thank her.
Grade 6 students, Chanel Shaw and Shamor Smith. Principal Lawrence Wright takes pride in the holistic approach to education his staff pursues with its students, which has translated into positive grade 4 literacy and GSAT passes for the school.
We have plans in place, you know, special teachers, special classes, extra classes, which where children, you know, are not charged to come. For the GSAT, the results have been getting better and better each year. Here we don't measure GSAT in terms of the different traditional schools they go to, but we measure it based on the number of children who are able to go to a high school and perform well. We don't push the school, we push the ability to function at the level of a high school.
That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica's Promise. Join us again next time. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. Let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Till then, this has been Jamaica's Promise. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.